not, as a menial street sweeper. The Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When later Maharaj Prataparudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and began to embrace him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy toward Maharaj Prataparudra. Therefore, he uses the word decor. Just see. Look them all. Since we are in Switzerland. And Chaitanyera Kripa Mahabala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yat karunya kataksha bhaibhava vatam. This is the fifth shloka of Chaitanya Chandramrita. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy of magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishenamaha. Wonderful. Noma Vadanaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who's more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he's bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Srila Lochandas Thakur has also sung, Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. This is Bengali. The two brothers, Nitai and Gaura, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Brajendra Nandan Ye Sachi Suta Hoyla Se Palaram Hoyla Nitai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently means they should not give up, they must continue. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Krishna, I really want to say that I would appreciate if you are staying with the subject matter. It will be a little difficult, but you will be able to learn some very nice things about Lord Krishna and Lord Jagannath. We always hear that Lord Krishna is like the sun. What is the work of the sun? You know?
Gives light.
And eat. Yes, in French it's eat. Yes. heat. And is there one quality which the was very good for us? Yeah. It's antiseptic and purifying. It can even go to a dirty place with its rays, and then after it has shone on the place, it has absorbed the impurities, killed the bacteria, and now it changed the impure place into a normal place, a healthy place. Krishna is like the sun, because he gives the spiritual light of Krishna consciousness, and he also purifies us from sin. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami describes that the powerful, that the Krishna Katha is very purifying for us. It's almost like visiting a holy place or coming in contact with the Krishna Sun, which purifies us. Now, Lord Krishna, this is a little historical information about you, stayed on this earth for 125 years. The first 11 of these years, he stayed in a place which he would never ever forget, in Vrindavan, his own Vrindavan. And then, with 11 years, he went to Mathura. Now, you must know that Lord Krishna's 11 years are described to be like 15 years of another person. He was in his fully in his Kaishora age, the blooming youth, blossoming youth. You can see if she is here, is our Kishori here? Kishori, please come, stand up. This is Kishori. Steh doch ganz kurz auf. This Kishori, she is now 14 years. You can see she is in her blooming youth. It's everything is like a little flower coming out. It's not an easy age. So Krishna is in 15 years and a very blooming. Woo, so charming, so attractive, so just wonderful. But he is what in English is ziemlich reif für sein Alter, sagt man in Deutsch, mature for his age. With 11 years, he is already like 15. And therefore, yes, it was 11 years when he went to Mathura, where he wanted to protect his parents, Vasudev and Devaki, by killing the evil demon Kansha. Then he stayed in Mathura for some time, and afterwards he went to Dwaraka. Now, why did Krishna, after going to Mathura, not return to Vrindavan? Many devotees ask this, if he really loves his pastoral home, his very much, then why didn't he go? There are some external reasons and a deeper reason. One reason is that when Jarasandha, who was married to two daughters of Kamsa, heard that Krishna had killed Kamsa, he wanted to take revenge. Wrong. His daughters were married to Kamsa. You know, not, these were not daughters of Kamsa, these were daughters of Yarasandra. When the daughters came home and said, "Father, this Krishna has killed our husband Kamsa," and they cried very much. Yarasandra had to do something, and he wanted to take revenge. Now imagine Krishna would have gone to Vrindavan. Then this powerful demon would have come with a huge army into Vrindavan. Vrindavan was not equipped for this. You know, there were only cow herd men and cows and the gopis and gopas. And Krishna wanted to protect his dear Brajavasis. And therefore, he stayed in Mathura and took care of Yarasandha. We have spoken about this a little bit more. He had a mission. He wanted to rid all the demons of this earth. So after defeating Yarasandha's army one time, he didn't keep Yarasandha as a prisoner. He just let him free. Go, go, go. Yarasandha was so frustrated. He wanted to become a monk. He actually wanted to become an ascetic out of frustration. Maybe like some of you also have thought, I will never be a success in material life. Let me become a Hare Krishna at least. Let me try. So Yarasandha, his friends, he said, it was your bad karma. It had nothing to do with Krishna that you were defeated. Everyone has his weak moments in life. And they gave him good encouragement to gather a new army and march again back to Mathura. 17 times Yarasandha was defeated with all his army. You know, all his army was practically, we have to speak open, they were all killed. There were rivers of blood, Krishna book describes. It was a mass annihilation of demons. He always came back. As we say in German, der hat aber nichts gemerkt, nichts geschnallt. He did not understand who was Krishna because he was a demon. He was totally covered. So, anyways, it's a long, long story, and we really cannot afford to get lost here. There was another reason why Lord Krishna did not return to Mathura, to Vrindavan. And this reason is very, very deep. He wanted to manifest to the world the extraordinary bhakti or devotion of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And he wanted to refine the bhakti and bring it even to a higher state. See, normally when we become separated from someone, we after some time forget him. In English we have the saying, out of sight, out of mind. You know the saying most probably. And this does happen. But if the relationship is already very deep, then separation makes it even deeper. And Lord Krishna wanted to show who are my highest devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very interesting analogy which only those of you will be able to understand who are rich. You know, when a rich man meets another rich man, he wants to show him his goal. And to show the gold, really, for what it is, the rich man will place the gold into fire. And because it's in the fire, it will take on its real special qualities. That means a very special type of shining. Most of you are not rich and have not much gold in their lives. And you may not have, therefore this is a new information, but very good gold, when you put it into fire, then it begins to shine very nicely. So very good love, when you put it into the fire of separation, it becomes just something most wonderful. It really is becoming unattachable, really brilliant and really. When a sutra is near to a holy place, holy person, he might create problems for the holy person, so I better move a little to not create problems for Tulsi Devi. Yes. Exactly 39 years. It was when Krishna was 50 years on this planet. He went to Kurukshetra, where there was a festival organized by Vasudev, and he came there. And it was there and then that he met all his devotees from Vrindavan again. And this was a very, very ecstatic meeting, which we have spoken at other opportunities. But please know, just like the inhabitants of Vrindavan never forgot Krishna, even though they were in the fire of separation for a long time, and their love became more and more and more intense, Krishna similarly did never forget the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not even in Dwaraka. We hear from Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Krishna would sometimes speak in his dream about the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Especially he would call out in the night, Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes he would say, where is my flute? Because apparently he must have dreamt that the gopis were stealing his flute. And he was very much in the Vrindavan mood. And this is the reason why Lord Jagannath looks the way he looks. Do you know this? This morning I heard one devotee saying to a guest, look at Lord Jagannath, he is not yet complete. He's not carved completely. And my heart went like, how can he say this? I will challenge this devotee for a wrestling match before the temple if he continues to speak like this. Obviously, what the devotee said was right from one perspective, because he is a very exalted devotee. But from another perspective, the devotees will not agree that the Lord is incomplete. And so this is a loving disagreement where both sides are correct. This can happen only in spiritual circles. So both sides are correct, but there is a disagreement. Once when Rohini was Mother Rohini was speaking about Vrindavan and Krishna's activities, Lord Krishna was coming near to where this discussion was going on, and as he was just hearing through the door about Vrindavan and his wonderful Leela, he was so absolutely charmed that by his ecstasy he got big eyes and a wonderful smile. Look at Lord Jagannath's most ecstatic smile. Have you ever seen such a smile on any human being? It's a divine smile, you must agree. It's absolutely divine. Govinda Charan. Oh, Govinda Charanji, I'm here and you are in Zurich. Yes, please look at Lord Jagannath for a moment. You will become highly inspired in your Govinda Charan existence. This is a divine smile which the Lord has. And it's a loving smile because, yes, now he's hearing about Vrindavan. As we have heard, we have said yesterday, Lord Krishna, he says about his life in Dwaraka, I don't even get a drop of happiness here in comparison to my life in Vrindavan. Yes, this is Krishna. He's very loyal to the Brijbasis. When Lord Krishna goes to this festival in Kurukshetra, he's already 50 years on the planet Earth, but he still looks exactly the same because he has a transcendental body which anti-aging. There is no aging taking place. Some of us get already gray hair. We are aging. But Lord Krishna, no. He looked as just the same. Just the same. The mother Yashoda saw him. She just called Gopal. When the cowherd boys, they wanted to speak many things with Lord Krishna, but they also only could say one word, Gopal! Jai Gopal! And because Krishna looked exactly the same, this has also the reason is not just that he does not grow old, no, the reason is that Lord Krishna always reveals himself in the way a devotee wishes to see him and surrenders to him. Ye yatamang prapadyante tangstadheva bhajam yaham. So, and the Brijbasis who were there also in this festival, because Kurukshetra is only 70 kilometers from Vrindavan, they took the action in their hand and they pulled the chariot with Lord Krishna toward in the direction of Vrindavan. This is the Ratha Yatra festival. Please look behind Lord Jagannath at this very, very most beautiful painting of our Bal Krishna Prabhu. You see an ocean of people in three chariots. These are the chariots of our deities. And you see next to it a wonderful garden, an encampment, wie sagt man so, ein eingezäuntes Tempelgebiet, Arenal. This is the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath has finally arrived home. He is back in Vrindavan. This is the painting which shows our Lord Jagannath in this mood. Now, interwoven in the Ratha Yatra festival, about which Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj gave you yesterday information and so on, is a very moving story of one great devotee who gets the mercy. And this very moving story is really something extremely special. We have one very exalted disciple of Tamakrishna Maharaj amongst us, and we have some very exalted disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj also amongst us. You must be knowing that your Guru Maharajas have given great importance to this personality. They have a little while ago, I remember, a few years ago, there was this theater play which was taken place by Tamakrishna Maharajas and Bhakti Charu Maharajas combined effort. I still remember we went to Prabhupada's unfinished samadhi at that time, and inside it took place this wonderful drama about Lord Jagannath, where the life of King Indradyumna, the great worshipper, is highlighted. I remember we went into the samadhi and we looked on this play, which was excellently done by very talented Bengali actors, actually, who were really actors. They were trained in this, in other words. And it was really described the long search of Maharaj Indradyumna, who wanted to really find a very, very special deity called the deity of Nilamadava. This deity is extremely special, and there is a story about this deity which I heard just a few days ago. It's a story, and I would like to for you to just listen to this story. I have not yet read it in any scripture, so therefore we will put the story a little bit in brackets, but it makes a lot of sense. When Lord Krishna disappeared from this world, do you know about this? He left a form in this world which was a manifestation of the universal form. We have never heard much about this form, because for us as devotees, we don't talk much about the disappearance of Lord Krishna anyways, but we also know that he disappeared, he went back in his spiritual form, back to his eternal home, and we don't want to hear much about this form, which was really presented for the non-devotees. Krishna wanted to show to the atheists who believe he is an ordinary person, yes, here you have it. I have left my body like an ordinary person. But I think it is logical that even this form, the devotees, you know, didn't just let it lie on the ground. Something must have happened with it, isn't it? Because if you love a person, you love everything about this person. Not even when a devotee goes back home, back to Godhead, when a devotee, then we don't let the body just wherever it is, let it rot. Actually, this is not really a palatable concept. No, we do a big ceremony about it. We understand he has gone back, but we cry and we do a lot you know, when we are thinking about this. When I was very immature and young in Krishna consciousness, I'm still very immature and young, but in the very beginning, I remember I thought, when I die, well, then they can do with the body what they want. They can maybe give the stomach to a poor person, no better, to a rich person, because it's used to eating so much in my spiritual life, you know. So, and I was thinking like this, organ transplantation. I was thinking, well, the devotees can just let them throw me somewhere in a container because I have gone. You know, no need to spend money on this body. Was a time when we even went bare feet in the winter because we were not the body, right? Hare Krishna, the direct application of spiritual truth. No, it was very, you have to have both sides somehow. Hare Krishna. So anyways, when Lord Krishna had left the body, the path, not like we leave the body, it was a show. He had made a show for the atheists. The Pandavas heard about it, and the Pandavas went there. This is how the story went, and brought the Lord Krishna's illusory form to Jagannath Puri, where they gave him a cremation at this place, Swagadvara. Some of you who were in Puri have seen this. And they threw all the ashes in the ocean. Everything had burned except for a golden heart. That did not burn, mysteriously. And this heart was continuing to beat, bing, bing, bing. Bing. Krishna is an illusory form, you know, he really makes some drama. He shows his devotees. Boom, boom, boom. They threw everything in the ocean, which is a holy place. And later, this heart of Lord Krishna, which always beats for his devotees, in whatever form, even in the illusory form which he takes, became transformed in this Nilamada form, which was found by a Sharbara. Sharbara means an outcast person, and he brought this heart back. He worshipped it. It became, let me say, a form, a deity form, which was once found by this person. This is a story. No? So about Nilamadava. So what we know from the theater play, from our two Maharajas, they must have researched it, that this King Indradumna heard about this deity and wanted to have it and worship it in great pomp and opulence. Now I'm seeing it's getting late, and I will go very fast, and you have to please encourage me by your attention. I really beg you, because it's a very, very sacred information which you will get now. Nila Madhav was worshipped in the forest by this aborigine, you could say, the Shabara, or he was like a pig herder, and Schweineherd. Yes, this is what Shabaras are. And he was worshipped with great love and devotion. He was accepting this worship. And this king heard about this form and thought, I want to give the Lord a special temple and a very special form of worship. So he first had to find this form. And he sent one of his brahmanas, Vidyapati, in the eastern direction. And of all the brahmanas who he sent out, Vidyapati finally found this form, returned to the king. The king came with an army to take this form into a temple and worship this form, Nila Madhav. But as he came before the temple, his beloved Nila Madhava was not there. A voice came from the sky and said, "In my form as Nila Madhav, I have returned. I will never be visible in this world any longer. But you will find me as three logs floating in the ocean at such and such date. Then come and take the brain." And it is not the time now to talk about it. When Indradyumna Maharaj became old, he had requested Lord Jagannath for two blessings. He had said, noted it down, "I want to worship you life after life. Please bless me also that I have no children." You might think, well, what? He's married and no children? This is a curse. No. "Please, I do not want to have any children, because if I leave my body, the children might think the temple and the deity belongs to them. And I do not want this ever to happen. No one is your proprietor, my dear Lord. I want to worship you life after life." So this king came in Chaitanya Lila as Maharaj who? Pradyumna? Or Paramananda Bharati? No, he came as the king Maharaj Prataparudra. And Maharaj Prataparudra only had the same motive in mind, the same idea in mind as Indradyumna Maharaj. He wanted to understand the Lord in full, the mysterious form of Lord Jagannath in full. Now at that time, the Lord had appeared had come to Puri in a moving form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means the great master, the great teacher who reveals the secret of Lord Krishna. Lord Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has said that the form of Krishna who is most lovable, is he the Lord of Dwaraka? He is the Lord of Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The worship which is the greatest of worship of Lord Krishna, is it the worship of the queens of Dwaraka? No, it is the loving mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. Yes, Lord Chaitanya has taught all these very high spiritual concepts to his to the world, and he had come to reveal Lord Jagannath's heart, the secret of Lord Jagannath's whole being, and he had done so in the Ratha Yatra festival, where he sang in the mood of Radharani, "Now I have found the Lord of my heart." This Krishna, as Kaviraj Goswami describes, he is there. And in this festival, Lord Chaitanya decided to give his mercy to Prataparudra, who wanted so much to understand Lord Jagannath that he wanted to be reborn and refine his bhakti more and more and more. Lord Chaitanya saw this. So He kept Prataparudra Maharaj for many years in a for some time, I don't know how long, in a distance. Maharaj Prataparudra always wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm a sannyasi. I cannot see someone who counts money, who is a king. I will not see women and no king. Hare Krishna. Prataparudra. Patience was wearing thin. Month after month, he got this information that he cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally he said, if Mahaprabhu does not show me his mercy, because I'm a king, then I will become a street beggar. I will renounce my kingship and I will sit on the road. Jai Gopal, are you prepared to give up everything, even your mridanga playing, if Lord Krishna doesn't show you his mercy? Imagine this intensity. Imagine, Manohaji, are you prepared to give up your temple commander service in Radhadish? Manohar would like to give it up every day, but so it's not a good example. But are we prepared to give up our name, our fame, to get the mercy of Krishna? This is how a devotee should think. Maharaj Prataparudra said, to hell with my being king. If Mahaprabhu doesn't see me because I'm a king, I will beg, give me food, I'm very hungry. And if this doesn't work, I will kill myself. Hare Krishna. When Mahaprabhu was chanting in the loving ecstasy of Srimati Radharani in this mood during the Rathayata festival, he danced and danced and danced and danced. He had to be protected by three rings, which all had a lord of the ring. The first inner ring was guided by Nityananda, who was taking care that no one was crowding into the ring. The second ring was protected by Govinda and Kashishvara, his servants. And the third ring, Maharaj Prataparudra was guarding. And Mahaprabhu was expressing his love and saying, and now I have met the Lord of my heart. And, you know, in the mood of the Brijbasis is taking him home and the mood of Radharani, he was just manifesting all the symptoms of ecstasy. Then at one stage, it became too much and he fell on the ground and the ground shook. This moment the rings opened and the king went, oh no, my Lord. And he went forward to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get up. Mahaprabhu was getting up from his ecstasy and saw the king and he went, the king, he should not touch me. Prataparudra was again crying out of frustration. He said, oh no, the Lord doesn't want to see me. Then, at one stage, after, in the parade, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying in the Jagannath Vallabh gardens, or in some gardens, near Baladangi. I don't think it's the Jagannath Vallabh garden. He was lying there, and resting a little. And at this time, Prataparudra, who had the mercy of Nityananda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, approached him, not in the dress of a king, but in the poor dress of a Vaishnav. He came very carefully towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had told him, you just sing some very special verses, the verses of the gopis in the 10th canto, And then Mahaprabhu, he has already shown you his mercy. Don't worry, you will serve Mahaprabhu. And at this time, in the midst of the garden, when Prataparudra, who had impressed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his service of sweeping the street before Lord Jagannath, when he came, the mercy time was just right. He sang the right verses, which were enhancing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan mood. These verses of the gopis, and Mahaprabhu just knew who he was. But he jumped up and he said, he embraced Prataparudra. Do you know what it means to be embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It is very, very special to be embraced by God. Imagine God takes us and embraces us. That's more than we can want. That is most ecstatic. Then our life is fulfilled and we will never be the same any longer. We will be transformed and we will get Krishna consciousness. Like this, in a matter of seconds, there's Krishna prema in our heart. And so Mahaprabhu asked him, "Who? Tell me, who are you? You have pleased me so much by reciting these verses. Who are you?" Prataparudra said, I am the servant of your servant. This is my identity." And he got this very, very nice mercy. So I think you can understand why Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying here, Mahabala Kripa? Ne, Kripa Mahabala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He gave the king what he wanted to have since thousands of years. You know, he wanted Krishna Prema. He wanted to understand Lord Jagannath. He wanted the highest spiritual subject. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the mercy of the devotees, the king understood some of this very highest understanding of Krishna consciousness, which is that Krishna is the Lord of Vrindavan and the highest, the Lord of love. That's why we are a bhakti movement. My dear devotees, I am very much aware that some of you are not interested in these subjects. I am very much aware that you are also not capable to understand these things. But I think it is important to understand our philosophy a little bit and go a little bit in these areas so that we will appreciate what is Krishna consciousness. I want to thank you very much for listening, although you might have felt, so long, when do we get prasadam? And after Ratha Yatra, so much talk, this is not correct. This is not merciful to talk about mercy and be cruel. Please understand, this is a very wonderful. Maha Kripa Bala. No, what? Kripa Mahabala. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives what no Prabhupada here quotes this wonderful verse. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. So this Krishna Prema, Pradayate, was shown in this Leela with Maharaj Prataparudra. Sometimes, you know, in order to get this is not a theoretical understanding. This also not that we talk every day in great detail about it, because obviously we still have to purify and do our homework, you know, to really enter and understand these subjects. Please don't misunderstand. You can't understand Krishna consciousness by some information, you know, that you hear some very nice new things you have never heard before. It's not so easy. I think you it's clear to any intelligent person who thinks deeply about spiritual life. You can only understand Krishna consciousness by some transformation of the heart. This is why in our movement we say we must chant at least 16 rounds, not 4 rounds or 2 rounds or no rounds. This is why we insist you must follow the rules and regulations. This is why we insist, please do seva, please be responsible. Because it's not that by hearing anything your mind will... this is not a mental movement, it's a spiritual movement. It is by sincere service, even if we don't... And it's by spiritual loyalty, by all these very important qualities of being honest and having living a dharmic and a responsible life and so on, that we can purify ourselves. But this, on the other hand, does not mean that we should never speak about the goal. We must have the goal in mind so that our lives go in the right directions. It's a very important thing which we can learn from our literature which we read. Both must be there. Krishna, Krishna. I like very much in this subject. See Indradumna Maharaj. Please see him. He wants to see his Lord. He does everything. He builds a temple. But he wants to come closer. He wants to understand him. He wants to enter the secret. And therefore he says, let me be born again. Please let me be born again. I don't want any children. I want nothing of this world. And let me worship you. And then he comes in Chaitanya Leela as the great king Maharaj Prataparudra. Are you prepared to give this sacrifice in your Krishna consciousness? This is the price. Eagerness. This is such a wonderful story. I could not explain it very well because I'm also very much beginning to appreciate these subjects and have not much knowledge. But you please appreciate the subject also and make your life happy. Good. So we will end our discussion here. We will see if there is... I actually don't even want to ask for any questions because maybe then the wrong question comes. We will... And we have enough time is over. It's 9:15. We are already... Let us end here. Thank you very much. And let us not stop before getting the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And let us also understand, like Prabhupada says, the great mercy is possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please listen, younger man. A student of Krishna consciousness, that's every one of us here, must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. And I think this is really, my lecture was only on this sentence. Only this great king, this greatest of devotees, could get only the full mercy when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Lord Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, O Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.